This podcast may contain scary, disturbing, or disgusting content. You have been warned. Hi everyone, welcome to Anomalous. I'm Dr. Eggs, and this week I'm proud to present the Safe Class Object SCP-105, Iris. SCP-105 is a human female in the range of 16 to 24 years old based on all resources available to me. She appears to be of European descent with blonde hair. SCP-105-B is a Polaroid One-Step Express camera that is SCP-105's personal camera. She considers it the easiest camera to use her abilities through. SCP-105 is capable of interacting with photos. Any photo taken from SCP-105-B, or to a lesser extent any other camera, once held by SCP-105, becomes a moving real-time image of where it was taken. SCP-105 is able to reach through the picture and interact with things through it. People from where the camera took the picture will see a disembodied hand reaching through space and time, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. SCP-105 was discovered after the murder of her boyfriend. She claimed she had been on the phone with him when she was put on trial, as the cops had found her sobbing over his body when they arrived. After phone records didn't support this, she told the lawyer the truth, that she had been looking at a photo she had taken of him when it came to life and showed the murder as it happened. The lawyer didn't believe her and advised her to take a plea deal, but she refused, and offered to demonstrate her abilities in front of the judge and jury. The SCP Foundation quickly intervened and detained her. During interviews, she has claimed that the first time she noticed her abilities was when she was young. She was looking at a picture of the ocean, and it started moving. Sometime later, I'm talking like years later, she was looking over pictures from her family's trip to the Grand Canyon and brushed her hand over one of them, brushing a rock into the canyon. She said that was the moment she became interested in photography, and after almost a year of begging her parents, they bought her SCP-105-B. She claims that she has manipulated up to 10 pictures at a time before. At one point, SCP-105 was on MTF Omega-7, Pandora's Box, a mobile task force for cooperation between SCPs and Foundation personnel. She was allowed to join by SCP-076 Abel after she used her abilities to beat him in a challenge where they had to press several buttons on top of large pillars. MTF Omega-7 was divided into two teams. Iris led one team, which specialized in covert operations, while Abel's team did the dirty work and most of the fighting. However, SCP-076 went berserk after a while, as per usual, and killed everyone else on the mobile task force before being terminated, except SCP-105. This left her traumatized, and she refused to go on field missions anymore. She was offered a position on MTF Alpha-9, Last Hope, but it's unclear whether she took it or not, as there are conflicting evidences and informations. Sometime after the Omega-7 incident, SCP-105 attempted to convince Foundation personnel that her abilities had disappeared. They actually hadn't. An unnamed doctor advised she be redesignated to neutralized and be amnesticized before being reintroduced to society under supervision. This was denied, and he then aided her in an attempt to breach containment, which failed. And I don't know what happened to the doctor. SCP-105 attempted at one point to commit suicide. She had taken a picture of a door that led to a medication cabinet and ingested a fatal amount of pills. She fainted before waking up in a new room. SCP-343 was also there. SCP-105 asked where she was and if she was dead. SCP-343 told her no. Over the next couple of minutes, SCP-343, also known as God, effectively told SCP-105 that cameras were only a focal point for her powers, and that she was much less human than she thought, that she was a being of immense power. SCP-105 didn't believe this and yelled at 343, calling him a liar. But before she could finish, SCP-343 looked at his watch and said, "Oh, where are my manners? The time." He snapped, and she woke up in the medical wing. Since this incident, SCP-105 has not been allowed access to SCP-105-B without approval from high-ranking staff. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed making it. This SCP was written by Lieutenant Massapag. All information is from the SCP universe and is licensed under the CC-BY-SA 3.0 license. You may also like the YouTube channels The Rubber, Dr. Bob, SCP Explained, Detective Void, The Exploring Series, SCP Animated, Newscape Pro SCP, SCP Exploration, and Random SCP Animation. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider giving us a good rating on Apple Podcasts or sending us a voice message. You can also submit SCPs for us to cover via the link in the description. See ya!